This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The U.S. has no monopoly on budget drama. In Rome, Italy's government is fighting for survival. Budget talks there broke down. And the government could fall if it loses a confidence vote that could come as early as tomorrow. Does that mean so long for the calm in the eurozone? From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi triggered the crisis when he withdrew his party's support from the coalition government. He said he was objecting to a planned increase in sales tax. Professor Anna Bull of Bath University says in reality the billionaire was lashing out in fury and spite. He's likely to be expelled from the Italian Senate after his conviction for tax fraud.
The vast majority of commentators have labelled this step absolutely irresponsible and irrational because he doesn't seem to have anything to gain from it.
Italy has potentially much to lose, and so does the rest of the eurozone. The government in Rome has called for a vote of confidence in Parliament to see if it has enough support to carry on. If it loses the vote, the eurozone's third biggest economy will be plunged into political turmoil. Author Patrizio Nazirio.
The recovery is very fragile, and I think that an Italian political crisis would damage, in turn, also the overall recovery of the whole eurozone.
So far, financial markets have not taken fright. Italian stocks actually soared today. Sovereign debt expert Jan Randolph of IHS Global Insight says that's because investors believe Berlusconi has overplayed his hand. And his malign grip on Italy, Randolph says, is loosening.
The potential upside for Italy is precisely the expulsion of Berlusconi from the Senate and a return more to moderate centre-right, centre-left politics.
For all the drama, Randolph claims Italy's budget battle is a sideshow. The real threat to the global economy, he says, is the story unfolding on the other side of the pond. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.